Hello everyone, it's Ted Brown speaking, welcoming you all in my Learn Real English show. So basically today I have come up with a very important topic to talk about, and that's basically regarding which mask is appropriate to wear for COVID-19. So this is very important topic because see, I was getting mails related to COVID-19, like Ted, what type of mask you wear, or is it good to wear a simple use and throw mask? So these all doubts people are having. So I will just be sharing my experience with you, because I have experimented with different kinds of masks, and also I got a little bit experience regarding the same, that which mask is best at present. So see, so let me begin. Like there are many kinds of mask available in market right now that you can purchase. Like one is use and throw mask, that is the cheapest one. So that mask is very easy to carry, it's also lightweight and it's also cheap. But the problem with that mask is, I'm talking about the mask that we will be provided if we visit hospital, that bluish mask, or it may be in green color also, I have seen in green also. So, or even pink color also I have seen. So that cheap use and throw hospital mask. So those masks are very thin and they are cheap. But the problem with that is, if you wash them, now this is the main thing that with this is the main problem with that mask is, if you are washing it more often, then since it's use and throw, so it will be damaged. So this is the problem with that mask. And also, nobody will recommend, no doctor will recommend you to use that mask more often. That means, like, use it, and then if you're using for more than 5 times, if you visit, let's say if you visit market for 5 times, and if you're using, wearing it for 5 times, so then for next run, it's better to throw that mask. That people suggest to do, recommend to do, doctor even recommend to do. So that's why its name is use and throw. Now coming to another type of mask, that is N95. Now this is very important mask, N95 mask, because you will be seeing that most of the people are wearing this N95 mask only. Now there is also one more variant that you will be finding in different shopping sites, like it will have multi layers, or even if in some shops also you will get, it has more than one layer. Like people are now, if you read newspaper, then you will be finding that if you wear a multi-layered mask, then it's better for COVID. So this you will be finding, and you might have read somewhere also these kind of statements, like if you wear multi-layer mask, then it is so good for COVID. Like if I'm not wrong, then I have met with people who have told me that now they are wearing two kinds of masks. One is N95, and under the N95 mask they are wearing another mask, that's hospital type cheap mask, that hospital mask, that bluish in color, that is bluish in color. So they are wearing two kinds of mask. And you will finding some people are wearing just one mask, but that mask is multi-layered mask. And I have also seen few people who are also wearing multi-layered mask, but even they are wearing that bluish mask also, that hospital mask. So people are taking lots and lots of precautions. Now one can definitely be confused that what to purchase. So if you ask me, then my suggestion would be, and what I am also personally doing now, see, previously I was wearing just one N95 mask, but since, as we know that now COVID cases are also increasing, and as we have passed 1 year almost, so we can understand that the impact of COVID not go away quickly, so it will surround us. Like right now also we are surrounded by this COVID problem only, so it will not, this problem will not go quickly, so it will take years to, I think, to resolve. So that's why, so you might be facing some lockdown also in some countries, you might be facing lockdown again, that lockdown issue, not able to go out of home, and might be facing some curfews and all, night curfew, like you might be facing these things. So now let me back to the point, that is, which mask is best at present? See, first of all, it's better to use a multi-layered mask, because right now also I am using multi-layered mask only, but I also have N95 mask. But since some like one of my maternal uncle has purchased me multi-layered mask, so now I am using multi-layered mask, I am not using N95. So but both are good, but above that I am also using that bluish hospital type mask. So first I will wear bluish mask, and then I will be wearing above that multi-layered mask. Now this I am doing when I am going out of my house, out of my home, but when I am inside, then also I am always wearing a mask. But see, let me tell you this thing also, that see, your nose should be covered, that means you must wear mask always when you are out. But when you are at home, don't do that. Like when I am at home, I am wearing, but it's just on my ears. So I am just wearing the mask, but it is on my ears, but not on my nose. Because see, I have read a few articles and all that people are getting now asthma problem because they are not able to breathe. If you are always, even I have seen some people who are sleeping with mask now, so this is the big danger, because this will lead to your breathing problem like asthma and all. So that's why don't do that. When you are out, then always your nose should be covered with mask, and you must wear it properly. But when you are inside, then I'm always wearing the mask, but I'm wearing, that is, does not mean that my nose are covered, it's not covered. I'm just wearing for safety. That means, let's say right now I'm in my house and somebody entered, that means some guest entered, some person came into my house. Now since I'm already having my mask on my ears, so I can directly put it on my nose and block my nose. So that's why I'm just taking a precaution that if somebody else that is not of my family, that a stranger, so for them I'm not at that time searching where is my mask, then only I will be going out of my room. So what I will be doing rather, what I am doing rather, I'm always wearing the mask, but not blocking my nose, not wearing it properly. Just I'm putting the mask on my ears, but nose are not blocked. I'm putting that mask down below my chin. So I'm putting the mask on my ears and then putting the mask below my chin. So what's happening that now my nose are not blocked. So, and if somebody is coming, then I'm taking the mask from the chin to the nose and then wearing it properly. So that I am doing. So in this way, I'm always ready to fight this COVID-19 problem. Because if somebody else entered into my house, and if I am going out of my house, then at a time I will be blocking my nose, I will be covering my nose. But when I am inside the house, I will not be covering my nose. I'm not covering my nose. But I am always ready with the mask, because now this has become the trend actually. So I am always ready. The mask are always on my ears, on both the ears. But the mask is below my chin now. And if somebody else, a stranger comes into my house, then at a time, while meeting them, while greeting them, I'm again pulling back the mask from my chin to the nose and covering my nose again and wearing it properly. So in this way, I'm always ready with this particular instrument to fight COVID, and you must also do that. Actually, it's not the instrument. I've used the term instrument, so it's not basically instrument, but it is one of the major to fight COVID. So you can say it as safety tool. So it's a safety kit, one of the safety kit that one can use to fight COVID. So that's about it. So now you got my opinion, so it will definitely help you all, because it's something that I have experimented, and then I am sharing with you all my experiences. So that's about it. So okay, bye bye.